Chapter 41, Prohibition of Disobeying Parents and Severance of Relations. Allah the Exalted says, Would you then, if you are given the authority, do mischief in the land and sever your ties of kinship? Such are they whom Allah has cursed, so that He has made them deaf and blinded their sight. 47, 22 and 23. And those who break the covenant of Allah after its ratification and sever that which Allah has commanded to be joined, i.e. they sever the bond of kinship and are not good to their relatives, and work mischief in the land, on them is the curse, i.e. they will be far away from Allah's mercy, and for them is the unhappy evil home, i.e. hell. 13:25. And your Rabb has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents if one of them or both of them attain old age in your life. Say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor, and lower unto them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Rabb, bestow on them your mercy as they did bring me up when I was young. 17:23-24. 336. Abu Bakr Nufay bin al-Harith radiyallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Shall I not inform you of the biggest of the major sins? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked this question thrice. We said, Yes, O Messenger of Allah, please inform us. He said, Ascribing partners to Allah and to be undutiful to your parents. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sat up from his reclining position and said, And I warn you against giving forged statement and a false testimony. I warn you against giving forged statement and a false testimony. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, kept on repeating that warning till we wished he would stop. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith mentions some of the major sins. A major sin is one against which there is a serious warning in the Noble Quran and Hadith. When disobedience to parents is mentioned along with shirk, polytheism, it makes the fact evident that both of these are very serious sins. Similar is the case of telling a lie and false testimony, which in the incident mentioned in this hadith made the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to leave his pillow and sit attentively. It indicates that the latter two are serious. May Allah protect all Muslims from all such sins. 337. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiyallahu anhuma reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Of the major sins are to ascribe partners to Allah, disobey parents, murder someone, and to take a false oath intentionally. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. There are many more major sins which have been enlisted and discussed at length by Muhaddathun in independent volumes such as Az-Zawajir An-Ikhtiraf Al-Kabair, Kitab Al-Kabair by Ad-Dahabi. This hadith mentions some of the major sins enumerated by the Prophet, peace be upon him, on a particular occasion. We can also say that the sins mentioned here are some of the most serious among the major sins. 338. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As radiyallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, It is one of the gravest sins to abuse one's parents. It was asked by the people, O Messenger of Allah, can a man abuse his own parents? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He abuses the father of somebody who, in return, abuses the former's father. He then abuses the mother of somebody who, in return, abuses his mother. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Another narration is, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, One of the major sins is to curse one's parents. It was submitted, O Messenger of Allah, how can a man curse his own parents? He, peace be upon him, said, When someone curses the parents of another man, who in return abuses the former's father, and when someone abuses the mother of another man, who in return abuses his mother. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that one should not abuse anyone's parents, because in the event he is paid in the same coin, he will be responsible for disgracing his own parents. 339. Abu Muhammad Jubair bin Mu'tim radiyallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The person who severs the bond of kinship will not enter Jannah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith poses a serious threat to those who violate the divine injunctions of maintaining good ties of kinship. In spite of such a serious warning, this major sin is very common in our present-day society. The purpose of this warning is that Muslims prevent themselves from it. May Allah save us from it. 340. Abu Isa al-Mughira bin Shubah radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah has forbidden you disobedience to your mothers, to withhold what you should give or demand what you do not deserve, and to bury your daughters alive. And Allah dislikes idle talk, to ask too many questions for things which will be of no benefit to one, and to waste your wealth. Al-Bukhari and Muslim.